A group of people known as the Groiper Army has become increasingly active in far-right politics, trying to extend their brand of white nationalism. And they've got some supporters among elected politicians in Arizona. Jared McDonald Evoy wrote about this for the Arizona Mirror. I spoke with him earlier about it, and we started off by defining our terms. What exactly is a Groiper, and where did that name come from?
So a Groiper is a person who is generally a follower of white nationalist Nick Fuentes, but they can be a person who has these kind of white nationalist or far right beliefs that kind of falls into this kind of overall realm of being part of this internet culture that is kind of trying to push these white nationalist beliefs into the GOP mainstream.
And these aren't just like random people online, right? Like they have allies and people who support them in government, especially here in Arizona.
Correct. They tend to be they also tend to be of the younger generation. They're kind of these constantly online people, and they're getting a lot more support, both nationally and here locally, specifically with State Senator Wendy Rogers and Congressman Paul Gosar. Congressman Paul Gosar was kind of the first one to kind of get give some major support with them speaking at one of their conferences that they have out in Florida called AFPAC, or the America First Political Action Conference. He spoke there last year, and Senator Wendy Rogers has more publicly been a lot more supportive of them, calling them out, specifically asking for their support by name, asking for the Groiper Army to help her. And also kind of signaling support to them in a lot of other different ways.
What does the support of this group do for politicians like Senator Rogers or Congressman Gosar?
Well, what it does is it kind of gives them a new kind of, I guess you could say, voting base to kind of speak to. There are a lot of younger people. When Gosar spoke there last year, he said that one of the things he was doing is he was trying to court a younger demographic. They do tend to represent the Zoomer type generation. Another thing that they do is that they're known to kind of be this online army, so to speak, that, kind of coalesces and attacks people and kind of try to push narratives and push, things in certain directions. That's one of their goals, is to kind of push the conservative movement in a much more far right direction. We saw them doing that with Turning Point USA, kind of trying to get them to adopt a lot more extreme political narratives. We now see, Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk has been kind of picking up some of these, great replacement theory narratives, which is kind of something that used to be more talked about in these white nationalist circles, is now being talked about more in, more mainstream GOP circles by people like Senator Rogers and Charlie Kirk, and, Paul Gosar and a lot of other politicians in the GOP.
Well, yeah, I mean, beyond Turning Point USA, beyond Wendy Rogers and Paul Gosar, how much or little has this group kind of infiltrated, mainstream Republican circles?
That isn't entirely sure. We've seen that, at CPAC this year, when they had the event down here in Phoenix, there were a lot of Groiper influencers that were taking, tons of pictures and meeting with a lot of different, politicians, but they tend to seem to want to stick with like their known allies, which tend to be like Gosar, people like Wendy Rogers. They took pictures with, up and coming candidates like Carrie Lake, these kind of quote unquote America First candidates, the candidates that take up issues like illegal immigration and election fraud. Those are kind of the candidates that seem to be their tentpole candidates.
Is there a sense of within sort of the mainstream establishment Republican Party, like, are there politicians who also support this group? Are there politicians who maybe oppose it but do it quietly because they don't want to, have what happened to folks like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger happen to them?
Yeah, it is kind of hard to tell on that front because, we see a lot of members of the GOP adopting some of the language that we see that the Groipers and, these white nationalists use. Like I said, we've seen Turning Point USA start to shift more towards using America First and some of the talking points that people like Nick Fuentes use. We've seen that used by other national and local leaders. So we see the language from groups like Nick Fuentes and the American Identity Movement, seeping its way into the GOP mainstream. But, you know, there is some fear, I believe, from the GOP candidates and the GOP mainstream of the Groyper movement, because, you know, the Groyper movement does attack the GOP mainstream. That is kind of their MO.
So for people who study this kind of hate speech and xenophobia and anti-Semitism and all the other, you know, beliefs, you know, that these folks have, do they think that there's a way to rein this in? Like, has the ship kind of sailed on this?
Well, when I spoke with the researchers who have been following these groups for, you know, years and years and years, it's kind of a pattern. You know, when you look at people like Nick Fuentes and Patrick Casey, a lot of the things that they're saying are things that we've been seeing for, you know, 20, 30 years. The stuff that Nick Fuentes is doing is the stuff that David Duke was doing back, you know, in the 90s on college campuses. What we're seeing is really a regurgitation of the same tactics that white nationalists and white supremacists have been doing for eons, of trying to push fringe ideas into the mainstream by trying to make them more palatable, by trying to push what's called the Overton window, of trying to take the ideas that are, you know, reprehensible and presenting them in a way, or pushing them into people who that they feel can present those ideas to the masses. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, when I spoke to researchers, is, you know, they say it's just trying to make people as aware of it as possible and exposing it as much as possible.
All right. That is Jared McDonald-Evoy with the Arizona Mirror. Jared, thanks as always. I appreciate it.
Thanks as always for having me on.